May I speak in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm not sure how this all works now. Can you hear me?
Yes.
At the back?
What?
Otherwise I'll shout. It's some time since I spoke to you from here, and I'm not sure whether you'll be able to hear me or you'll understand what I'm saying, but still. Now, today has seen winter come upon us. All right, so there is an extra hour daylight in the morning, but it's nearly dark by 5 o'clock, and it won't be long now before the lights go on by 4 o'clock. I'm just cheering you all up. It's only 6 weeks to the shortest day. If you're affected by SAD, S-A-D, seasonal affective disorder, there's not a lot to look forward to. You can be forgiven for thinking that it's a thoroughly mixed up, depressing, miserable, no hope time of the year. And life itself is more confusing than usual. Oh, I do hope that I am cheering you up this morning. Now, going into many shops now, you think you've entered a mixture of Remembrance Day and Christmas, with poppies, pumpkins and witches' hats, fireworks and snowmen. And somewhere I saw in a shop some hot cross buns among the cakes and biscuits, so... And just to complicate things, my diary tells me that today is the fourth Sunday before Advent, the 23rd Sunday after Trinity, and British summertime ends. And in case you didn't know, there's a new moon tonight. So go and look for it. Spiritually, today is All Saints Sunday, and also the fourth Sunday before Advent, which we've already heard. Now, we are only just not in November, which I think is the most complicated month of the year. Halloween and Guy Fawkes Night with fireworks, which is a purely historical celebration, although the actual event was extremely unpleasant, to say the least. We also remember the fallen, those who've given their lives in defence of this and other countries from 1914 onwards. It will then be 6 weeks until Christmas, and time enough to begin getting 25th of December into focus. I admire and envy people who can think so far ahead. I can't. But for me, from the 1st of November to Remembrance Day is a quiet time, a time of memory, reflection, perhaps some sorrow, and of thanksgiving. We remember the lives of those who've gone before us, the saints triumphant. The word saint with a capital S is used to describe men and women who have been canonized by the Roman Catholic Church for some extraordinary and outstanding act of faith or for martyrdom. But in truth, saints are all who have died in faith. In the Apostles' Creed, we state that we believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, which is not the Roman Catholic Church, but the universal church that embraces all believers, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the life everlasting. Now, the communion of saints. In the book of Revelations, John says that he saw the holy city, the New Jerusalem. He heard the one who sat upon the throne saying, "It is done. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, he who overcomes all inherited things." The inheritors of this holy city are all those who have gone before us, who during their life believed in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the one in three and three in one. Those who knew that Jesus Christ was their Saviour. Those of us who have taken funerals, as I used to, often include the reading from John 14, one of the optional readings in the funeral service. To me, it is one of the most comforting and reassuring statements in the New Testament. Jesus could not have made it plainer, and I make no apology for reading it again. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. But then Thomas, that prince of doubters, said, Lord, we do not know where you are going, so how can we know the way? But Jesus replied with the sentence that enters all questions and reassures all doubts. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Now, we've all lost people close to us and people we care for. There were some funerals that I found more difficult than others. It was an effort to keep my voice steady, and I blinked hard to stop the tears. I helped grief-stricken people to plan a service. I listened to their unhappiness. I held their hands. I reassured them that everything would be done just as they wished. And I told them that they could ring me at any time, both before and after, if they needed any help or just wanted to talk. But I knew from personal experience that this was something they would have to face alone and deal with alone. If it was the loss of a husband or wife, I never said, I know how you're feeling. Their loss was different from mine. But I did tell them that I had been there before in the hope that it might give them some comfort of shared experience. I wrote this during the week, but yesterday I heard completely out of clear sky that an old friend of mine, whom I hadn't seen for a month or two, but lived at West Wickham, had died the day before. And it really hit me that I'd been writing this. I was reminded recently of a mnemonic, can't say that, mnemonic that I had forgotten, C-A-T-S. C is for confession, A is for adoration, T is for thanksgiving, and S is for supplication. We confess our sins, we praise the Lord, we give thanks for blessings received, and we ask for healing and other requests for others and for ourselves. Included in our supplications are prayers for those who have gone before, the saints who are now in the presence of God. So now, as we approach one of the darkest times of the year, short days and long nights, the onset of bad weather and the depressing thoughts of the winter months ahead, let us strive to catch a glimpse of the light shining through the darkness. We are once again looking forward to the celebration of the birth of Christ, the birth of one who came to clear the way for us, who willingly gave his life to overcome death that we might have eternal life. Let us remember with love and give thanks for all who have gone before us into that everlasting light. Amen.